cunning deception of God's word. He was afraid that their thoughts would be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Because even though today, and I believe you agree, there are a whole lot of false prophets around. There's a whole lot of false teaching going on. And the strange thing about it, where there's a lot of false teaching, those places are packed out. Thousands of people listen to stuff. And where the word of God is being preached, a lot of time is not as packed. Are you with me? But all this is doing is leading folk's minds astray. Amen. From a single-minded devotion to Christ. But our weapon, again, I say, is the word of God. And Jesus said to his disciples, and he's telling us this morning, John 14:26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that he said to you. But now the Spirit of God cannot remind you, bring to remembrance what is not in you. So what is this saying? You must first be taught the word of God. You must study the word of God. You must learn the word of God. You must memorize scripture that he opened. And then the Spirit of God will be able to remind you of what you have learned. And you can trust, use that truth in your battle with the devil. But please keep in mind that Satan knows the Bible better than we do. And he also quotes it. Quoted the 91 number of the Son of Jesus. And when he told him to jump off this building, don't worry about it. He got some angels that bear you up, even to keep you from dashing your foot against a stone. But he left something out. God will keep you in all your ways. Are you with me? Not just to jump off a building. Amen. And so may God bless you.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome word of God next week at the same time.
It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English. Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
Our subject for discussion is very, very simple. It's titled, Get Up. That's all we want to talk about today. It's time for you and me to get up. Let me confess to all of you that the Lord gave me this message out of personal experience. I was going through some hard times. You all didn't know about it. I was actually depressed. I don't mind telling you. And there were so many things I had to deal with. But I hear the Holy Spirit repeatedly telling me, get up, get up, get up. Now I receive it for my own edification because I was obedient, and I got up. I gave my situation to the Lord. But now the Holy Spirit impressed upon me that which I received freely, I should go and share with the whole world. Now you see why we're talking about this subject. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I hear the Lord say, and he sent me to tell you it's time for you and me to get up. I can close my book and go home. The passage you just read, ladies and gentlemen, is a very simple, clear story. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, went to a town called Lydda. And while he was there, whether he was visiting, whether he was ministering, whether he was taking care of some personal business, I don't know. But while he was there, he found a gentleman by the name Aeneas. The Bible said this man had been sick for 8 years. And then the Bible told you and me exactly his diagnosis. This man was sick of palsy. Are you still here? And then the Bible said Peter looked at him and said, hey, boo, get up. Now, a brother that's been stuck for 8 years in bed, all of a sudden, the Bible says immediately, he got up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know anything about palsy, it means paralysis. That's his problem. How can somebody who is paralyzed, cannot move, stuck in bed for years, and all of a sudden, immediately he got up? That's what you and I need to do today. By the way, permit me to remind you, because you all are smart people, the sickness of paralysis is not in the physical. It's in the mind. If you ever see anybody that is paralyzed, it is in the mind. Paralysis don't take place in his feet. Paralysis take place in the mind. So the brain sends signal to the feet that you cannot walk. And so the feet stay down. Something happened along the way to his mind. And that's what make his leg not to move. The parts of your body only respond to messages they receive from the brain. There's a lesson there for all of us. If the truth be told, all of us here, ain't nothing wrong with you and me. The only thing wrong is with our mind. Now you see why the Bible says, as a man or a woman think, if you can fix your mind, you can fix a lot of problems. Ladies and gentlemen, I love it when most newborn babies born. For the most part, the head comes out first. Did you know that? The ladies know. You may not know. But the doctors also know if the head comes out, the rest of the body going to come out. So I'm saying to you, if you don't hear anything else I have to say today, if you can get your head right, the rest of your body will conform. Say amen to that. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I hear the Lord say the reason why many of us couldn't get up is in our mind. Pull yourself out of depression. Pull yourself out of low self-esteem. Pull yourself out of a defeated mindset. Everything the devil is planting in your head, that is not you. You are the apple of God's eyes. Amen. Amen. So get your mind together. This man, the moment he got his mind fixed, and he heard the man of God say, get up. Guess what he did? Immediately, he got up. Then the Bible continued from verse 36 that Peter was summoned to another city called Joppa. And you won't believe it, there was a lady there, Tabitha, who is interpreted as Dorcas. Everybody knew her. She is famous for helping people. She was making garments, dresses, and helping the poor. And then she got sick. And then she died. The Bible says when she died, everybody was crying. The widows, everybody said, look at what she did for me. The choir used to sing a song, may the work I've done speak for me. In case you're making note, I've made 2 points. Number one, I'm saying it's in your head. If you can get your mind right, if you can line up, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. If you can begin to think like your God, if you can begin to see yourself as God sees you, you're coming out. And the second point I'm making to you is that just like Dorcas, don't go through life being mean and hateful. Spend time to do good. Be a blessing to somebody. Because one day all of us are going to leave this planet. I can tell you, I've been pastoring for almost 3 decades now. I can tell you one thing. The difference between short funeral and long funeral is what you did. That's experience now. If you have done nothing, you've never helped anybody, you never made the world a better place, it's going to be short and quick. Including the preaching. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to tell the truth. The Bible says, while you pass through this valley of Baca, make it a well. In other words, make this world better than you found it. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman died, and everybody showed up crying. We cannot afford for this woman to die. Peter was invited. Guess what Peter said? He said, Tabitha, this is a woman that they have washed her body. The Bible said they've actually laid her in the upper chamber. She is dead for good. But the preacher showed up and said, hey, sister girl, get up. It's the same message I've been telling you for 28 years. My sermon has never changed. You can get out of your problem. You can get out of poverty. You can get out of depression. The only reason I'm standing in front of you today, I got out. You don't have to stay down. You can get out. Amen. The Bible said immediately, sister girl got up. So high five somebody next to you and just tell him or her, get up. Just love him so much, love her so much, and say, sister girl, get up. Now, please permit me to help our understanding a little more. Notice that they sent for Peter to help. There's a problem with many of us. We are waiting for somebody else to do it. Too many of us, we are waiting for something to happen before we get up. There are some of us, we are waiting for a sign. If I just see a sign. And Jesus said an evil generation be doing that. I don't know what is your hunger. These people, they literally sent for somebody else to do it. They said, Peter, they knew these people needs to get up. But in their defeated mindset, they don't think they could do it. So that's why they sent for Peter. But the Bible says, as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become sons and daughters of Almighty God. Who is them? I'm looking at you. There's a lesson there. While you are sending for the preacher, really you have the same power. I'm not trying to put the preachers down. They are just another person. There's something we call the priesthood of every believer. The same God that saved me is the same God that saved you. These signs shall follow them. Them. Not him. Not her. Them that believe. It's a dangerous thing for God to give you power you don't recognize it. Every day somebody will call me. Please come pray for me. And I messed up their religion and say, pray for your own self. You are just as anointed. Your mouth is just as blessed as my mouth. I will be glad to come and agree with you. But don't defer to me. Amen, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the message? It's very simple. You and I, we need to take an inventory of our life. In any area that the devil is trying to keep you down, I hear the Holy Ghost say, it's time to get up. You've been down for too long. Enough, it's enough. And if the truth be told, it's never a good time to stay down. How do I know? I've been there. It's never a good time to stay down. I don't know about you, but from my own experience, when I'm down, I'm not out. Did you hear what I said? Every time I'm down, it's only temporary. In my spirit, I'm coming back. I'm coming back with a vengeance. Because I know in my knowing, everything the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for my good. Open your mouth, shout amen. I'm down. From time to time, I find myself down, but I'm not finished. Right. Have you ever watched wrestling? You see, Deacon Peach Johnson and I, Deacon Johnson loved wrestling. So I would join him, you know. So the ladies, they would be talking, but we'll be watching wrestling. And every now and then, when somebody is down, then there's a countdown. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Maybe you're down, but you're not out. Get ready for the countdown. And as long as you can get up before the third count, you are back in business. Somebody shout amen. That is why I will come over and over again. I say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Many times I can't tell you what I go through as your pastor, but I struggle just like everyone else. But in my spirit, I know this too shall pass. That's why Prophet Micah, chapter 7, verse 8 says, rejoice not against me, my enemies. He said, when you see me fall, I shall rise again. One sister grabbed Maya Angelou. Guess what she wrote? I don't even know if she's a Christian or not. She said, you can push me down, but I'll rise. Who am I talking to this morning? You got to make up your mind. God is on your side. Whatever you're going through, look yourself in the mirror and say, this too shall pass. Amen, somebody. The prophet Micah said, when I find myself in darkness, the Lord shall be my light. Look at somebody and say, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. No devil can stop me. I'm getting up. I've been down, but I just don't stay down. Amen, somebody. In fact, to be honest with you, I can't speak for everybody. I'm more dangerous when I'm down. Are you listening to me? I am actually more dangerous when I'm down. I pray better when I'm down. I worship better when I'm down. I shout better when I'm down. Watch out, devil. I'm coming out. You got to know you serve a good God. It's good to know he's got your back. Storm may rise. Wind may blow. But you need to make up your mind. For God I'll live. For God I'll die. Amen. Somebody shout good news. You know the good news is that if you're down right now, once you are to the ground, there's nowhere else to go. The only direction you can go now is up. So tell somebody, get up, get up, get up, get up. There's no other place to go once you're down. The only direction you can turn is to go up. Amen, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, up is in your future. Tell him again, neighbor, up is in your future. I feel like shouting already. I feel like shouting already. Maybe I'm just prophesying over somebody. Say, neighbor, up is in your future. No devil can hold you down. Our brother, this is amazing how consistent the word of God is. Our brother was sick for 38 years. 38 years, he's been sitting by the pool, waiting for somebody to help him get in the water. Church, stop waiting on anybody. They that wait on the Lord, those are the ones that will renew their strength. Amen. your neighbor, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. You can stop me. You can hold me down. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of my sickness. I'm coming out of my struggle. I'm coming out of defeat. I'm coming out of depression. In the name of Jesus. Jesus showed up. This man began to make excuses. He's been sitting by the pool, Rev, for 38 years. Church folks, stop making excuses. You got to make up your mind. Today, I'm getting up. I'm tired of being down. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of this low self-esteem. I'm coming out in Jesus' name. Jesus stopped him from all of his excuses. He said, hey, boo, get up. You see how consistent the word of God is? Mr. Aeneas, in the city of Lydda, Peter said, get up. Dorcas, dead in the city of Joppa, Peter said, get up. Jesus met a man by the pool. He's been sitting there for 38 years. Jesus said, get up. Remember the situation at the gate called Beautiful. This man has been begging all of his life. My brothers, my sisters, maybe I'm just preaching to black folks today. It's time for us to get up. It's time for us to get up. It's time for us to get up. No more excuses. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is a very present help in time of trouble. Get up, get up, get up, get up. And you know what I love about getting up? When you get up, your children will get up. When you get up, your whole house will get up. When you get up, your grandchildren will get up. When you get up, your brothers and sisters will get up. Somebody shall get up. I was born in abject poverty. Everybody's struggling. Mama, I've made up my mind. I'm getting out of this mess. And amazingly, the moment I decided to get up, everybody else around me, they are listening, they are watching me. All of Africa, as I'm speaking to you now. All of a sudden, once they see you do it, they know they can do it too. Peter said to that man, silver and gold, I don't have. But such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, get up. Notice what he said, in the name of Jesus. Somebody may want to ask me the question today, Pastor, I get it. I need to get up. But how do I get up? The secret is the name of Jesus. When you get a chance, go back and read the passage that I just read. In Lydda, when he was talking to Mr. Aeneas, he said, Jesus Christ has made you whole. Get up in the name of Jesus. When he was talking to that man at the gate called Beautiful, he said, I don't have silver. I don't have gold. But I got something. What you got, Rev? The name of Jesus. I hear the Bible say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into it and they are saved. Somebody shout Jesus. Jesus. Open your mouth, shout Jesus. The next time you go for a job interview, you better holler, Jesus. the next time the supervisor call you in for interrogation, you better hallow Jesus. Sometimes I go to court and the case is not going as I expected. I say, Your Honor, may I have a 5-minute recess? Well, counselor, what do you need 5 minutes? I say, I need to go to the bathroom and call Jesus. And when I come back, then I begin to swing because God has taken over. Somebody shout Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, shout Jesus. Before you start your job, shout Jesus. When you're facing trouble, shout Jesus. When your husband won't act right, shout Jesus. When your wife won't act right, shout Jesus. When the devil's trying to mess with you, shout Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You are the righteous. You can run into that name and you are saved. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me say this in conclusion. My time is up. You know, every miracle you just read about in the Bible today, it was immediate. Somebody shout immediately. What you and I need today cannot wait for tomorrow. The Bible didn't say eventually. Religion wants to water down the Bible and say, well, soon and very soon. No, right now, God can heal you. Right now, God can bless you. Right now, God can bring you out. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I'm going to ask every one of you to stand to your feet. Somebody need an immediate touch of Almighty God. I hear the Lord say, today, He wants to touch you. Today, He wants to make a way. Today, He wants to save your loved ones. Somebody needs to stand in the gap for their children. Somebody needs to stand in the gap for their family. Somebody needs to stand in the gap for their own job. If you're that man, if you're that woman, and you need divine intervention in any area of your life, find your way to the altar right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, today, salvation has come to your house. Not tomorrow, not eventually, today. Run into problem on my job and no shame in my game and all kinds of haters. My boss was gone where they say he's part of the team. He need to go to. There's something I don't like. I don't mind if I do something wrong. I'm man enough to face. But when you lied on me, I was down. I don't even feel like getting up. I don't even feel like eating. I don't even feel like going anywhere. But I hear the Holy Spirit say, get up, get up, get up, pick yourself up, encourage yourself in the Lord. God is here to help us. Find somebody, lift up your head. Hallelujah. I need prayer, my own self. Where am I preaching? Thank you, Jesus. Don't want to be selfish. Get the preacher. Yes, come on down. Come on down, Pastor. I'm believing God for divine intervention. Amen. Use this microphone. This way is a lot.
come on and unmute everything. Yeah. Help us sing this song. Clap your hands. Everybody says this. Come on in the room.
Oh, come on.
Everybody clap those hands to Jesus.
Jesus is my doctor.
And he right up
all of my prescriptions.
He will give me
all of my medicine.
Up in the prayer room.
Up in the prayer room.
Come on, everybody. Oh, come on in the room.
Oh, come on in the room.
Jesus is. Come on, clap them, everybody. Clap your hand like this. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, Lord. Everybody say, come on in the room.
Oh, come on in the room.
Hey, Jesus. Y'all help me sing it. Oh, Lord, pray.
many of you know here love the Lord this morning? Ah, yeah. Come on, put your hands together.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family. Yeah.